Hachette Audio presents Forget Me Not, written by Julie Soto, read by Callie Dalton and Teddy Hamilton. Watching the streets pass here. One. Emma. March. I have 5 rules for planning a successful wedding. Lies. I'm sure there are more, but if I said, I have 76 rules, sit back, I think I would have lost you. Rule number 1. No live animals. They eat rings, bite flower girls, and poo everywhere. Rule number 2. DIY doesn't mean the wedding party will do it themselves. It means the couple went on Pinterest, and now it's the wedding planner's problem. Rule number 3. A nightclub DJ and a wedding DJ are not interchangeable. Rule number 4. Don't ever find yourself alone with a groomsman. And finally, rule number 5. Always talk them out of the gazebo. Always. I march down the aisle, thighs burning to keep my heels from sinking into the grass. The carpet arrives in 20, and I'm glad I insisted on it, because the bride would have been tugging her legs out of this like a marsh. My photographer, and favorite ex-step-sibling, a tall Indian woman who gets mistaken for Priyanka Chopra at least twice a day, is lying on her stomach in the middle of the park, camera pointed upward at the gazebo, where my assistants have been kidnapped to stand in for the bride and groom. "Mar, dear," I say, through a fake smile, "Jake already has a job." With a snap of my fingers, Jake, another step-sibling, bolts down the gazebo steps and back to the loading zone, where he's supposed to be directing the vendors. "And I gave you Sarah for 10 minutes. As her long limbs bring herself to standing, Mar's beautiful face scowls down at me from 6 inches above my head. "Gazebos, Emma?" The couple insisted. "I know you hate it." Grabbing my arm, she jerks me to her side and turns the camera preview window toward me. "Lattice work. Lattice work." I look at the frames as she clicks through them. The ceiling of the gazebo is crisscrossed, and as luck would have it, today is a radiantly sunny day. There are shadows on Jake and Sarah's faces. Mar leans down to me. "They look like apple pies. They look like apple pies," I huff, glaring up at the sun. "There are clouds in the west, but will they be here on time?" "What do you have in your car?"
"A bunch of stuff that would look terrible during the actual ceremony."
I nod my head, staring at the gazebo. Mar knows to let me think. I shove a hand through my dark hair. Still getting used to the shorter length, even though it's been maybe 2 years since it ran down between my shoulder blades. In fact, I know exactly how long it's been since I crawled into the salon and begged my hair gal to make me different. I turn to Sarah, who's plopped herself on the gazebo steps. "Sarah, as soon as the ceremony starts, you will take Mara's keys and drive her car to the loading zone. You will, discreetly, bring everything she tells you to bring to that big-ass tree, and as soon as they say, 'I do,' you and Mar will set up. We'll pull the minister and the couple and get a few shots that don't resemble baked goods." Sarah, another ex-stepsister, who has absolutely no interest in wedding planning, and it shows, blinks at me sleepily. "Who's gonna cue the DJ?"
"I guess I will."
I check my watch and lift my brows to Mar. She nods, agreeing. "Okay, Mar. During the real ceremony, get the kiss, the big moments, but focus on the crying family members."
"Crying family members are my bread and butter."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?